My name is Chris Johnson. I am a divorced man. I think the divorce was official back in 2016 when I got like this weird cold fucking email from my lawyer secretary that simply just said, "Hey, Chris Johnson, you are now officially divorced." That was legitimately the text of the fucking email. I was like, oh, sweet. But all that shit was put in motion in 2015. I really think of the divorce happening in 2015 because that's when the actual breakup happened. Who gives a shit about the legalities of it? One of the weirdest things about divorce is how the relationships with people around you in your sphere change. Like, I've never talked to my former mother-in-law again. Now, she's a worthless sack of shit drunk fuck. But, like, I haven't talked to her anymore. Like, she hasn't been like, "Hey, how you doing?" I don't think she would, but you know what I mean. And her husband, who is not my ex's dad, because I never met that piece of shit. But like, I got along with her husband just fine. Her fucking husband would like talk to me. But like, he was interested because I never really gave a fuck about talking to him. But he was always interested in what the fuck I was doing. My fucking job, like tedious bullshit. Shit that like I would never fucking ask anybody because I don't care. But I was being asked that by him. So I thought like, I must be on good terms with this dude. Same thing with him. As soon as the fucking split happened, I think I texted him one time reaching out to him for something. And like, I mean, he was kind of cool, but it was that situation. You just get the fucking feeling, this motherfucker doesn't want me to talk to him right now. There's like no actual like break between the relationships. It's not like it's discussed. It's just like, fuck, I guess I'm just not talking to this guy anymore. Is that what it's fucking like? And it makes me wonder, at least it made me wonder then, like how many people in my world actually give a fuck about me? Like how many care about me because they actually like me versus how many care about me because like maybe like they know somebody else that I fucking know. You know what I'm talking about? My buddies joked one time, who've been together for a while. They're like, you know, sometimes we talk about like, if we split, who would still talk to who? Like, who would get Chris Johnson? Motherfucker, you can both have Chris Johnson. I love you both. I'm not gonna pick a fucking side here. Unless like one person turns out to be a huge asshole or does something fucking horrible. Like, then maybe I'll fucking pick a side. But if it's just like, it doesn't work out, like I'm not just gonna fucking automatically like hate one of you because it didn't work out. But that's how it is. It's a weird situation. Also weird is how like people react to you afterwards. Now, myself, I felt like a huge fucking failure after the divorce. And I don't really know why, but I don't give a shit anymore. So it's tough to like look back and put myself in the same fucking headspace. But I remember feeling fucking worthless. Just like, man, I can't fucking do anything right. I can't fucking keep relationships. This is just a fucking disaster. This person said they love me and now they're fucking gone. You know, that's shit. I think probably the same stuff that you feel at the end of any fucking relationship. But like, for me, it was just like, I don't know, I took it hard. I took it really hard. Which is weird because like, I mean, looking back, even though it was kind of like rock bottom at the time, that was the best fucking thing that ever happened to my fucking ass. Getting out of that fucking relationship, sending my ass to therapy, getting myself set. But it's just like, I just felt shitty. I just felt shitty. And people react to you weird afterwards. Like you're damaged, like you're fucked up, they walk on eggshells around you. Motherfucker, I just want you to treat me like a fucking human being. Can you treat me like a human being, please? I remember talking to a few people about it. And people I knew from like college and shit, like people I was actually like kind of close with. I remember like, yeah, dude, I had, you know, divorce, like we split. And they're like, well, what did you do? What the fuck? What did I do? I'm sure I did a lot of shit. I'm sure it was a giant pain in the ass. But like if I'm talking to you about it, like why would you react like that? Like if somebody came to me, like if the judge came to me and was like, dude, Nitz left my ass. I'd probably be like, my fucking God, what happened? I wouldn't be like, what did you do, you piece of shit? Although to be fair, the judge probably would have done something in that situation. But like in normal situations, I don't think it's an appropriate question to ask. And I wouldn't fucking ask him that either. If somebody's already feeling bad and somebody's already feeling worthless, the last thing they fucking need is some piece of shit being like, well, what did you do, you dick? Maybe if you weren't such a fucking dick, this wouldn't have happened. Yeah, maybe. Or maybe if I wasn't such a dick, we wouldn't have gotten involved to begin with. Because when you're a dick and you're giving off dick energy, you're going to attract other dick energy. Then two dicks are going to fucking form a relationship and it's going to suck. It's going to be all fucking toxic and neither one's going to know how to fucking leave. And then it's going to be like, well, fuck, I got fucking 5 years invested in this shit. Like, I guess we're fucking just together now. This is going to be a mess. I still kind of get annoyed by that. Like, it's just like, fuck. Makes me examine like every relationship I ever had with anybody. And to this day, like I still think that. Like how many of these people actually like me? Does this person like me? I'm not like random people. I couldn't give a fuck less of random people or coworkers or softball teammates or even fucking family members give too much of a shit about me. But like the people I want to give a shit about me. I mean, there's those people, right? You got people in your world that are just like, they're fucking there. You don't really give too much of a fuck about them, but they're just fixtures. They're there. They're background characters. They're extras or whatever the fuck. And like, you'd rather not have them think that you're a piece of shit, but like, eh. Their opinion doesn't really matter one way or another. You don't talk to them. If they were gone tomorrow, would you even notice? But like the people that you actually like, the people that you hang out with, the people that you do shit with. Like I think like, man, do they really want me around? I know they invited me, but do they want me around? Like what happens if something else fucking happens in my fucking world? And they're like, we're done with this fucker now. I'm not in a relationship now, so I don't have to worry about like losing people because of a fucking breakup. But there could be other stuff, right? Couldn't there be other stuff that causes a shift of opinion? I always think that like there's gonna be a shift of opinion. You're going to realize that I'm fucking worthless. You're going to. But some people haven't so far. And I'm still around. I'm still invited to this shit. It's weird. And I'm not talking about family either. I'm obligated to be invited to family stuff. But yeah, that's how I think. I look around and I think, like, how many of these people are going to be complete judgy assholes at any fucking decision I fucking make and drop me because of it? Now, granted, there's some fucking decisions you can drop me for. But if I'm just normal everyday Chris Johnson, you know, typical me just trying to get by, and something happens, like, I don't know, maybe I change jobs or, I don't know. I can't think of any scenario that might be as big as a divorce. A multi-year relationship, 14-year relationship divorce. But I always think, like, man, when are you going to start to not like me? Because it happens. It's going to fucking happen. People are not going to talk to you anymore, and then I'm going to think it's me. I always think it's me. I internalize that shit. But I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any other fucking podcasting site that your ass pleases. Podbean's a host of the cast. Every single episode is there. I'm on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. This podcast is going to wind up right in my Facebook timeline for you. And if you're into photos and videos and all that hot shit, you can find that shit on Instagram at Maybe 5 Minutes.